We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
You might think that it's unexpected that UCLA made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, but how they were able to show you wrong. Hey, welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show alongside UCLA basketball staple and longtime NBA player Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are going to be running the three-man weave on this program, and we are with you for the next hour. As you might be aware, a lot has happened since we spoke with you last Tuesday, including UCLA making their way to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017. Three wins for UCLA within the last couple days. Victories against BYU, Abilene Christian, and Michigan State. We are going to run through all of the games and also look forward to what is next. It is a date with Alabama on Sunday. Can you tell we're kind of pumped up? We're going to be talking about this all hour. Mick Cronin will be here later on with us as well. And so will UCLA women's head basketball coach Corey Close, Nick, because her team is about to take on Texas in the second round of the NCAA tourney.
Yeah, did anything happen over the weekend? It was a great weekend for UCLA athletics. You know, it's such a beautiful thing in basketball when everything comes together, everyone's on the same page, everyone putting out maximum effort, and that's what we all enjoyed watching over the weekend. On the women's side, really excited to see the run they're able to make. Tough matchup going up against Texas on Wednesday. So really excited to talk with Coach Corey Close again. Always love visiting with her. And Brian, we have to shout out the men who brought home national championship number 119. The men's water polo team took down the private schools, Stanford and USC, at USC's pool to win the national title. Congrats to them.
So we are closing in on Stanford, who was still number one all time in national championships. All right, coming up next, Tracy Murray standing by. He has been on the call with Josh Lewin, representing UCLA basketball radio for these NCAA tournament games UCLA has been playing. We'll check in with him. We'll get his thoughts on what he has witnessed and what he thinks will happen on Sunday against Alabama. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The three-man weave is back with you, and don't forget, you can follow us on social media. We all are on Twitter. Hit up Tracy Murray on Twitter, at RealTracyMurray, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I am at Brian Fenley. We, of course, appreciate your commentary and your thoughts and your support of UCLA Athletics and, of course, what's going on with this basketball team. And that is where we begin, guys, because Mick Cronin was right. All season long, he was talking about how the Pac-12 conference is not getting enough credit for what they're doing. And then the national media said, "What are you talking about, Mick?" But all alone, he had it right. Bill Walton had it right, because the four losses that UCLA sustained towards the end of the season, they were all to teams that made the NCAA tournament, Tracy. And now, Tracy, four Pac-12 teams are into the Sweet 16, including UCLA. So the conference seemingly is changing their narrative.
Absolutely. I mean, 9-1. How about that for the Pac-12 conference? And I even said several times on here that I didn't think we were going to do that well because we haven't beaten any Power 5 teams in the preseason. But one thing Coach Cronin brought up that I did not realize, when the COVID hit, Eastern, Southeastern, Northeastern, Midwest, schools were letting their kids work out in the facilities, from what I understand. So, you know, they kind of had a chemistry and a jump on the Pac-12. So what I think is the Pac-12 is starting to peak at the right time.
Well, let's talk about this Bruin team, Tracy, because, I mean, from halftime of the Michigan State game all the way through that Abilene Christian game, I mean, it was just so fun to watch them. And on both ends of the floor, we were finally seeing a full 40 minutes put together on both sides. Let's start defensively, though, because I think that's really the big takeaway when you consider what they did in the second half against Michigan State and what they did throughout the game against BYU. There were no lulls, no lapses. In that BYU game especially, they really made the Cougars one-dimensional. It was entirely just a pick-and-roll offense. And the way UCLA was able to rotate, keep guys in front, they kept BYU off the three-point line. Matt Harms, the 7'3 guy, he was not terribly effective as well. And the defense, it was defense. That's what Mick Cronin has talked about since he's got here. The defense, Tracy, really showed up.
I mean, you're talking about 9 defenders on the team step their level of defense up. I mean, because we talked about Jules Zane Campbell and Kyman's defense. We talked about it all the time. And even Singleton's been thrown in there from time to time. All 4 of those guys were on the same page as Hawkins, Bernard, and whoever else are great defenders. Everybody's defending great. The one game Cody Riley stays out of foul trouble, he has a great game. He has a double-double. But other than his foul trouble, everybody else has been really defending and rebounding and holding teams only one shot. That's important in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Tracy, when Jaime Jaquez against BYU, the ball was underneath the basket, and he just ripped the ball away from the 7'3" Cougar big man in Matt Harms. I thought that was big time. I also love the big time play of Jalen Clark at the end of the Michigan State game. And here we go, Tracy, for all the talk that West Coast teams can't be tough, or at least that is what Tom Izzo said, the head coach for the Spartans going into their first 4 matchup. It was UCLA that, according to Izzo, was able to out-tough them. So a lot has to go into the guys buying in and other guys who are known on the offensive end, but everybody was playing a part defensively, not just Cody Riley and the usual suspects who log all the steals and the rebounds.
Yeah, it's been everybody. It's been a total team effort. Everybody from Tiger Campbell putting pressure on the ball at the top, not allowing blow-bys. He's been excellent. Johnny Juzang, if he's isolated, they'll put in a pick and roll. He's not getting blown by. Kyman come in, deflect. He had a block shot, got a few rebounds defensively. He was solid as well. Singleton's been solid. I mean, I'm talking about guys that normally struggle to guard people. These guys were Operation Lockdown. So you have to give the Bruins all the credit in the world. I think another thing that you have to take into consideration is I think the Pac-12, they call things a little tighter. Once you get into the NCAA, they let you play a little bit. So the only one that's really been in foul trouble has been Cody. And Cody got to smarten up on some of his fouls. His fouls are not very smart, some of them. But everybody else, they're playing physical. They're playing aggressive. They're ripping balls out of people's hands. They're able to bump a little bit and not be called for a cheap foul. So that helps the defense.
Let's also not forget Kenny Nuba, who played 16 minutes against BYU with
Absolutely.
Cody Riley in foul trouble. I mean, he didn't score, but he was stout on the interior and did not let any of those bigs for BYU, did not allow them to take over. I do want to touch on one more thing as it pertains defensively, Tracy, and that's, you know, UCLA has not been able to put together a 40-minute effort like this season, and now they've done it throughout an entire weekend. I mean, starting from the halfway point against Michigan State, you're talking 105 straight minutes where you have constant buy-in, and then going into Abilene Christian, I thought that was super telling because that was a team that, you know, we saw those turnover numbers that they're able to force and gives you a little pause. And then UCLA was just able to keep their foot on the accelerator throughout that entire game, and they were really able to dominate. And I thought that was important and nice to see that UCLA was able to take care of business in a big moment with a Sweet 16 berth on the line.
I'm always afraid of the teams like Abilene Christian because of the fact you don't know a lot about them, and then they just beat a giant. You know, and you saw the David and Goliath. And you don't want any part of that, you know. UCLA, and this includes my team, you know, been, you know, kicked in the behind by a Cinderella slipper. And you don't want that feeling at the end of a season. And these guys went out there and absolutely controlled the game. And they did it from the defensive end. They took care of the basketball like they were supposed to. They were very cool, calm, and collected against the press. Really strong with the basketball. Made the extra passes and made them pay for practice.
And they also made Abilene Christian look very small in stature. I also like the offense for the Bruins in that game, which I want to talk about as well, because that UCLA offense was able to thwart the much hyped about defense from ACU. Also coming up, we will discuss the Bruins' next opponent in Alabama and the biggest challenges they present. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, wow.
We heard you'd like help providing a meal for your hospital staff.
Yes, I work a night shift ER. Mm-hmm. And when the pandemic hit, a lot of restaurants would donate.
Right.
But the thing is, they donate to the morning shift.
Oh.
So when a night shifter come, we usually get leftovers from the morning shift if they even leave us any.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to donate a bunch of food for your night shift staff.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yay!
Today, we helped Lynn. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring event, we can help you too with 0% APR financing on our award-winning lineup of 2021 SUVs. For more great deals, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, Lynn is a real person and was paid to be on the radio.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We continue to scope out the UCLA Bruins men's basketball team as they are now into the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017. Alongside Nick Cope and Tracy Murray, I am Brian Fenley. And it was that round of 32 game we talked about a little bit, guys, in the prior segment against Abilene Christian. It was a UCLA 67-47 win. And the Bruins, Mick Cronin had said, if they can keep it down to 15 turnovers or less, UCLA is going to win this game. And the Wildcats were a team that came in leading the nation in turnovers, but UCLA with only 8 turnovers. So I think that that would suffice as far as a victory is concerned. Tracy, this was a game that early on I was a little bit concerned about because Abilene Christian took a 12-8 lead. There was that swarming defense, and it looked at times like UCLA was a little bit preoccupied about how that's going to affect their ability to get it inside. What did you make about the play of Jules Bernard and Cody Riley and even Jake Kyman off the bench to get some separation on the offensive end, work with that spacing, hit shots? Because we know that the ACU team was not going to shoot themselves back into a game if they got up against it by a large margin.
I thought the offense was excellent. Because in order to complete an excellent defense, you have to complete that with scoring the basketball and going ahead. And I thought what was wide open was getting into the middle of the lane, since they were the smallest team in the field, get into the middle of the lane and just rise over the top of them and knock shots down. And they were able to do that time and time again.
I remember before, earlier this season, Tracy, we were talking about Johnny Juzang having big games, but not always leading to UCLA wins. And what he's done in the tournament has been amazing. He's averaging 22 points per game, 4 rebounds, shooting 51% from the floor, 36% from deep. We talked about him playing better defense, especially in that BYU game. And Tracy, I feel like UCLA has just got into a better flow offensively and a lot more unselfish play. And whereas before we were seeing Johnny have these games where somebody just needed to take over and supply some offense, now he's getting more of his points within the flow of the offense. What did you see there in terms of how the offense was able to get big games out of him, but also keep things moving and keeping everyone else engaged?
I think what we're seeing is Johnny being more efficient with less shots, and he has more troops with him, more guys helping him, whether it's on the defensive end or whether it's on the offensive end. You have more guys aggressive and in attack mode offensively. So when you have that, Juzang's buckets are easier. Hawkins is now in attack mode that he's scoring. Jules Bernard is tapping in and adding what he's doing. And you see Cody Riley have a big game against Abilene Christian. So it's like guys are starting to chip in and help now. It's not just Juzang having a big game and everybody's watching him. It's him having a good game and everybody else contributing. Now it's leading to wins.
It is going to take a concerted collective effort, like you said, from all the different role players for UCLA to continue this winning trend as they take on Alabama on Sunday in the Sweet 16. We're going to talk about that matchup, including the one player for Bama who could give the Bruins defense the most of a problem. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across the land. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home. And we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key, with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Maryland head basketball coach Mark Turgeon called Alabama the fifth one seed in the field in this NCAA tournament. Of course, Bama set to take on UCLA in the Sweet 16 on Sunday, 4:15 p.m. Pacific time is when they're going to tip that one off from Hinkle Fieldhouse at Butler University. And this is a Maryland team that just played Bama, and they got 16 three-pointers did Bama in winning. So they're hitting their threes. Their guard play has been stout as far as the Crimson Tide is concerned. They even have a Southern California connection with Jaden Shackelford, who had five threes in the game against Maryland in the round of 32. They made nine threes between Shackelford and Petty Jr. as guards. But Tracy, it's the Herb Jones show. He's the SEC Player of the Year. I would think that Cody Riley is going to go up against him inside, and Jones is a shot blocker. He's a shot maker, and he can even step outside and drill a three or two.
Yeah, and that's a mismatch. So Herb Jones is definitely a guy that the Bruins are going to have a lot of help on. And then if you do help, you guys mentioned all of the three-point shots these guys are hitting. Jaden Shackelford is one of our kids. He's from our Prodigy program. He's out there doing an excellent job and making our program look good and making this high school look good out in the Inland Empire. He's a lefty, and a lot of people struggle with lefties, and he can flat out shoot the basketball and score it. And you got so many weapons on this team, and if Herb Jones gets going, you have to help, and those weapons will get started. So when they said this is the fifth number one seed, I'm not disagreeing with that. This is a very tough game for the Bruins.
Tracy, since you and Josh were able to be out there for the games, you guys didn't get to travel much, and then for the Bruins themselves, they were able to play in front of fans for the first time. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on the atmosphere, what it was like being there. Obviously, it's not the same. It's not what it's supposed to be, but it's getting there. What was it like being in Indy?
It was awesome, man. It was awesome to see, you know, fans in the gym, even though it's mostly parents, but they're able to be there. They're able to cheer for their team. Abilene Christian brought a lot of people, you know, and they were ready to cheer. We just didn't give them anything to cheer about. But the atmosphere is electric. It would be even more electric if it was filled up in there. I think the kids know the difference between fake crowd noises and real cheering. Because they fed off of it. You know, the little bit of fans that were in there, they fed off of it. So you have to give everybody credit for stepping up in this NCAA under these circumstances and playing their best basketball in front of only like 2,000 people.
And for scheduling purposes, that Alabama-UCLA game on Sunday, the winner is going to play the winner of the Florida State-Michigan matchup, and those two then would face off in the Elite Eight. Tracy Murray, we will hear you back on the broadcast on Sunday. Appreciate your insight as always. Thank you so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley here on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thanks, guys. Go Bruins.
Thank you, Tracy.
Go. Yeah, go Bruins is right. Coming up next, Mick Cronin has some time for us, including what he thinks about having his father at the arena, watching him play, seeing him in person, how that's fueled Mick as a coach and sprung this team into the Sweet 16. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, as you know, a lot of good has happened within the UCLA basketball program within the last couple days. And to talk to us about it, it's Bruin head coach Mick Cronin.
Coach, I can't help but get goosebumps every time watching you and the Bruins on television in the NCAA tournament, and the camera pans over to your father, and you see the enthusiasm he has for you and how he's supporting you from the stands watching these games. Now, I know you haven't been able to get really close and hug him because of COVID-19 protocols, but what has his presence in Indianapolis done to fuel you?
Well, obviously, you know, just being able to see my family, for me, close to home, you know, the camera goes on to my dad, you know, my daughter's there. I have a longtime girlfriend. She lives with me in L.A. So I have a stepson. He's there. My sister, my brother. I get aunts and uncles and all the guys I grew up with. So, you know, I got so many people up there. I can't tell who's yelling at me, you know, after the wins. But the other thing, you know, we have a lot of our players here, it's that their parents came, so we have a lot of good kids on this team with great families and all here supporting our guys. So, you know, it's special for all of us to have that support of our families.
What was a moment this weekend on or off the court that you think really helped encapsulates what everyone saw out of this team this weekend?
Probably the most is, you know, with, to me, I go back to Chris Smith. You know, obviously we're in LA, the home of agents and the home of workout guys and rehab facilities. And, you know, it would not have surprised me, and it, that Chris would have elected to do his rehab with, you know, at some professionals training center, and, you know, guys, people come from all over the world to Los Angeles to do that, right? So the fact that Chris has stayed with his team and doing all his rehab at UCLA shows, and he's around us every day, and he's here with us. He didn't miss a game, a few road trips right when he had surgery, and we weren't allowing him to travel, but he wanted to. You know, he's right there enjoying this with his team. So, you know, when they have him, you know, up on the tournament thing to advance, you know, the guys, hey, we got to go keep games, but it doesn't stop what happened. What happened still is just terrible. You know, that a kid comes back to school for a year and just runs, stops, didn't jump, twist, just the thing he's done 10 million times in his life and his ACL tear. So just a really terrible thing to a great kid. But to see his teammates support him shows you what the team's all about.
Yeah, I would think that his presence is such a motivating force for the rest of the players. And Coach, no matter what happens the rest of this NCAA tournament, how will you be forever changed from last week's experience?
Well, you know, it's crazy, guys, because, you know, we've made it to the round of 60, but it feels like we did so much more because we won three games, you know, and that first game against Michigan State, man, I can't tell you guys how hard that was, you know, how ready to play they were. They beat Michigan. They had just beaten Michigan and Ohio State. You know, they're a multitude of deep guys. It's such a, you know, and here we are playing Mac. Etienne, who's supposed to be here just lifting weights, Tristan came out early so we could put some weight on for next year. Now we're trying to play, you know. So it was just such a hard matchup and a hard game for us to come across the country and play them close to their backyard. With, you know, with all the elements against us, you know, we had just lost so many close ones. It would have been real easy for us to pack it in that night. So that, you know, so that was such a big win it definitely feels like we won three, and it feels like, you know, you've done so much more. Haven't been in tournaments before, you know, never having to do something.
What's jumped off the screen to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people watching back here on the West Coast, is the attitude that these guys have played with, the energy, the toughness, the confidence. You had said that you remained confident heading into this tournament with a four-game losing streak. What do you think brought out perhaps some more confidence in these guys on the court that we've seen these last few games?
Well, like I said, winning that Michigan State game. You know, I think that, you know, as a coach, you can talk a lot. Sometimes you talk too much. Players need to have the ball go in. It's that simple, and it helps them start making free throws. But if it doesn't go in, it's with their head. A team needs a win, you know. And not only did we need a win, we got it over such adversity against such a really good team in a bloodbath of a game. I can't, you know, that doesn't come across on TV. I can't explain to you guys how hard it was physically. But to answer your question, I think that win is the key. I think it really gave the players confidence in what I was telling them we were capable of.
Mick Cronin joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Mick, you have said since the second half of that Michigan State game that your defense has been playing elite the last five quarters, including that second half against MSU, then the game against BYU, and then Abilene Christian. How do you keep that going? And what was it in that halftime session when you told the guys how you needed to be defensively against Michigan State, that they cooperated in a way that they held on to that and they pushed forward with that in mind?
Well, not sure I can share all that.
Sure.
That was said in that time. But, you know, but you can say a lot of things as a coach. If players don't respond, it's not going to happen, right? It's just not going to go that way for you. So you have to have your players respond. And, you know, what I've been telling these – what I tell these guys all along is, you know, winners know why they win. And, you know, why this was so big for this step in our program. We have no seniors. We have some great guys coming in. Obviously, not done recruiting to try to build next year's team. But to get kids to win, they know why they win now. We told them what, you know, our line right now is defense. defense is why we have survived. And, you know, defense is, you know, to this point, defense is why we're alive, and defense is why we will survive. Because we were headed the wrong way after giving up 44 in that first half. So since then, been a great collective thing, you know. Defense guys is, I mean, strategy matters, but effort is 80%.
Mick, don't you dare go anywhere. We want to continue the conversation. Also, I said quarters. I meant halves. I said quarters maybe because I think that there's so much NBA caliber talent on your team. And, of course, that's the way the NBA game is played. All right, coming up next, what Mick thinks about Nate Oates, the Alabama head coach. These two go way back, and we will discuss where their paths have crossed before. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Mick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Mick Cronin is hanging out with us all the way from Indianapolis on the Bruin Insider Show, and we continue our conversation with the Bruin head coach.
So after a grueling week, 3 games in 5 days, you now got 5 whole days off in between until you play Alabama on Sunday. How do you approach this week here and getting the guys ready to go again come Sunday?
Well, I'd like to go play Crookstick today. It's a golf course here. They've had a PGA there, but I don't think that's going to happen. I take Jaime out. I've seen his swing before. I think I could give him Coach Savino as a partner. I could beat him. We need rest. You know, we need to get our laundry. They're doing our laundry. We need to get our rooms. Our rooms cleaned. You know, the same stuff for you guys. I mean, there's nobody's been on the 9th floor but us. They threw us a bunch of garbage bags and towels. We have our own storage. You know, it's been a frat house. So they're going to clean up for us today. The NCAA is going to do something to get us out of this hotel. We're looking forward to that. You know, get rest, and we just need no basketball for a little bit here.
Usually when you're in a frat house, you don't sleep that much. How much sleep have you been able to get this last week, given the, like you said, the long nights, these late games that you've had to deal with, and the quick turnarounds?
very little for the coaches. You know, you try to make sure your players get a lot of sleep, beg them to go to sleep, turn off their phone. For the coaches, there's so much preparation. You know, obviously for the head coach, it's every game. The assistants are rotating, but, you know, now at this time of year, I ask them to everybody to watch them and contribute. So, you know, that's, you know, sleep is overrated, as my friend John Rothstein said. He sent me one of his T-shirts. You know, we pay.
What effect do you think, if any, that having some fans in the building has done for your team? And, you know, you mentioned that you guys have all had family. A lot of the players have had family. But going a whole season without having fans in the building, and now with these big games of the year, what effect do you think that's had on the guys?
I think, you know, for all these kids, you know, this it's had the same effect on every team. But, you know, Christian's had fans all season. You know, some of the teams in the South had fans. Michigan State even had some late in the year. But for us, you know, as you guys know, it's been locked down out west. So I would say it's been awesome. You know, me personally, to have my family there for all the families have traveled here with us. It's great, but it's still weird, guys. You know, you're walking out to play a game yesterday to go to the Sweet 16. And I've played games in Bankers Life before. It's a great venue. I've played, you know, in a lot of places. But, you know, when you turn that corner as a coach with 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the clock to walk out to the court, you know, in a game of that magnitude where the whole world's watching, you know, the tournament, you know, the local, such a great basketball town, the roar, the crowd, the band, the cheerleaders, you know, we still miss it. I mean, that's what makes college sports so special, right? The allegiance to your school. You know, I'm sure, you know, there were guys there yesterday that played, you know, for UCLA. I'm guessing the Pacers, they've been out of town since we're in their building, but, you know, there would have been definitely you know, some Bruins that you know, yesteryear would have been there and walk out and see them. So, you know, that part of it, that's a you know, it's a shame. But at least we're playing, and like you said, there's some people in there. We can get our families in there because, you know, I have a daughter, so I couldn't imagine, you know, like being the parents and not being able to come to games. You know, how brutal that's been for them. So it's to be able to be there to see their kids play.
Mick, final question on my end. How would you describe your respect for Nate Oates, the Alabama head coach, a guy who you're about to go up against this weekend in the Sweet 16?
Well, I'm just not, you know, I coached against Nate in the Cayman Islands. When I was at Cincinnati, he was had one of his great teams. We had a great team at Cincinnati. It was a team Paulie and won at the Super. The month before that, we played in a tournament in the Cayman Islands. So I'm well aware of how good of a job he does and how hard his teams play. I know they shoot the three ball, and you know, that's seniors. So, you know, so he's got the opportunity to make a run. He's had a great year. But I know, you know, Jones is a very versatile player. You know, he's got some guys that can really shoot the ball, some senior guards. So, you know, he's got a quick team. It really fits his coaching style. So it'll be a challenge for us.
When you've got a few days to prepare for this game for Alabama, are you changing a whole lot? Are you adding new things? There's a little tweaks here and there and kind of sticking to what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, you know, we've changed enough.
It's true.
You know, we lost Chris and then we lost Jalen. So, you know, we're in a pretty decent rhythm right now. So, you know, just tweaks, game plans. But everybody's got time now, right? You know, they're going to know us. Both teams will know each other inside and out. You know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure you get the ball in the basket, which we've been able to do, because then you can set your defense. So I think, you know, that's a big key. You know, you look at us guys, when we have single-digit turnovers. We almost win all the time, almost always. 90-95% victory. We're low in turnovers. That means because we got guys can, if we get shots, that can score, and it just allows us to set defense as well.
And not only can you turn the offense over to Johnny Juzang, but now apparently the defense. It's fun to see his emergence in that realm as well. Mick Cronin, thank you so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. We appreciate you. We are so excited for you and really are inspired by this journey that the Bruins are on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Like Mick Cronin and his Bruins, the UCLA women's basketball team has a chance to make the Sweet 16 when they take on Texas tomorrow for a spot into that Final 16. And we will be joined coming up next with Bruins head women's coach in Corey Close. How does she plan on attacking this Longhorn squad? We'll ask her. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The UCLA women's basketball team is a win away from joining the men's squad and making the Sweet 16. Bruin women's head basketball coach Corey Close talking to us now on the show to tell us how her team plans on getting there. Corey, we are one day removed from your NCAA tournament first round win against Wyoming. What is your routine like today?
Well, honestly, it's about maybe two things. One is recovery. How do you recover best? That's been a huge emphasis for us in terms of physically, just being able to do that. We've been working at that all year. And then it's really about mental preparation. There's not a lot you can do. We don't have a lot of practice time. We don't even have time on the regular arena. So we'll have, our coaching staff's already had two plus hours of film study, then a staff meeting for game plan. I get a chance to take a break and talk to you all. And then literally 15 minutes after this call, we have our film with our players, then practice. Then we'll have a second film session tonight and meals, but that's pretty much how the day goes.
Well, speaking of one of your players, Michaela Onyewede, every game, she's great. But these last few weeks, she has really been on a roll. Now up to number 5 on the program's all-time scoring list. Is there anything she could do that would surprise you at this point?
Well, I mean, I just am so grateful. I think she's, honestly, we're going to get a chance in our next game for her to show her ball handling abilities and helping us break the Texas press. As they try to play full court press the entire game on made baskets. And so, I just think it's going to be, she's just a really spectacular player. And the thing is about her that makes her so great. And I teased her yesterday. I always tease her that I'm going to make her cut her nails if she doesn't make her free throws. And she was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. But I told her next time I'm going to tell her she has to cut her nails if she misses her threes, because she was only 1 for 4 yesterday from the 3-point line, but she's been shooting it really well. But honestly, I don't know, Nick, if it's she can surprise me. I think that's what I love most about her, is that I can just count on her.
And we can always count on Corey Close to bring it on the Bruin Insider Show alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Corey, you said after the win on Monday against Wyoming that you liked the way your team was able to institute the press. Is that something we could see more of on Wednesday against Texas?
I don't think we're going to press and this kind of quick turnaround. I don't think we're going to press as much you know, as we did even against Wyoming. I think it's a different kind of game plan. I think it's been really good for us, but we've had to be strategic in when we put it in, when we play it. Maybe, you know, dead balls, maybe some free throw situations. But I don't think it's going to be every single moment the first part of that Wyoming, like it was the first part about that Wyoming game.
One of my favorite things about your team that we've seen all season, but was really on display last night as well, is just how everybody rebounds, especially on the offensive glass. It's such a key for you guys. And then you have someone like Charisma, your smallest player, leads the team with 4 offensive rebounds last night. When you've got everyone hitting the glass, I think you had 5 players with at least 7 rebounds last night. What does that say about your team when you can count on that every night?
Well, we're going to have to. And here's the challenge in the next round against Texas is they're equally as good at that. And it's been a long time. I think Arizona would have been the only other team that we have faced. And we did really well in the semifinals in the Pac-12 tournament against them. But it's going to be a very similar comparison. But we're going to have it. I think the game will hinge on rebounds. I think both teams will really work hard to try to take each other's strengths away. We're both really good defensive teams. Vic Schaefer's teams always are really good on the defensive end. They're playing really well. They're trending up in how they're doing things that way. So I really believe that our guard rebounding, as well as our guard post-ups, I think will be really important pivotal points of that game. So, you know, and give, like I said, give Texas credit. They're good at that too. And that's when you get really good matchups like this, then that's really what it comes down to. Which team can play to their strengths? Which team has the discipline, the toughness, the togetherness to steadily play to their strengths better than the other team does? And that will be the challenge on Monday night or Wednesday night, excuse me. My days are running together in the bubble.
Yeah. With all the pressure that comes with winning on this stage, Coach, when do you allow yourself and your team to have some fun and get loose? And I even saw that one of your assistant coaches, Tony Newman, is quite the dancer. I saw the video that was posted up. So how are you able to sort of de-stress despite all the pressure that goes into high competitive play right now for you all?
Well, I think it's added pressure is this bubble, right, that we're in, and the isolation. And we've been here a lot. We've been here. It'll be a week tomorrow, and we aren't able to see anyone else. We're not able to talk to anybody else. We're really not able to even go in each other's rooms. It's a very isolating experience. And to be honest with you, we talked about that. The answer to your question is every chance we get. If there's a chance to bring joy and to loosen up, then we're going to do it. We took them on we actually have been given very few opportunities to leave the hotel. But today, teams were given the opportunity to have like a river boat cruise. It's just your team and obviously mass, socially distanced, all those kinds of things. But I think that is probably the biggest mental toughness challenge of this NCAA tournament is, you know, we've got some very relational kids. They get their motivation from the connection with their teammates, from that sort of camaraderie, which everyone comments is about, you know, how tight our team is and the chemistry is so good. And trying to find places to build that in is really challenging. And so, but, you know, honestly, every single chance we get to laugh, to dance, to do whatever it is that we do. I don't dance well, but I'll even do that if it makes them get a chance to laugh a little bit. But, you know, I think in the men's side as well, I think it is really challenging to be able to have a good balance so that you're at your very best when you enter into battle. And so I think we're adjusting along the way. I think we're finding creative ways to sort of do that. But Brian, it's a tough challenge for sure.
At the same time, do you feel like you guys are maybe better equipped to handle the bubble and the isolation than a lot of other teams, given the way that UCLA and a lot of other West Coast institutions have approached the pandemic going back several months?
It's so funny that you say that. I was thinking about that in Pac-12 basketball in general, that we have probably been the most conservative in how we have really chosen to handle COVID and how we've made a lot of sacrifices the whole year. And I think we played a much higher percentage of our games than other Power Five conferences as a result. And I think you're absolutely right. I think this is not as big of an adjustment for us as it is for some other teams. And we're really, really grateful for the work that our administration did, our medical team did, and all the way across the Pac-12, because I do think what you're seeing from both men's and women's basketball is a direct correlation to how we treated this pandemic over the last several months.
We're excited to see the adjustments you make from round one into round two of the NCAA tournament. It is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific at the Alamo Dome against Texas on ESPN2. So a chance for everybody to watch Corey Close and the Bruins take on the Longhorns. Corey, thank you so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thanks so much for having me. And I just got to give a shout out to our men as well. So excited for Mick Cronin, what those guys are doing. And Bruin basketball is about the men and the women. And I am cheering. I almost lost my voice the other night cheering for our men.
Thanks again, Corey Close, UCLA women's basketball team. Speaking of the men, Nick, how about that matchup between Alabama and UCLA on Sunday at 4:15 p.m. Pacific time in the Sweet 16? What are your keys to a Bruin win?
Yeah, it's going to be a tall order, but weren't we saying this last week going into playing Michigan State and then, you know, looking ahead to BYU? So I think if UCLA can continue to do some of the things that they showed last weekend, like limit turnovers for starters, given Alabama's ability to get out in transition, knock down threes, limit turnovers. Number two, keep Cody Riley out of foul trouble and keep him on the court. And then let's see if Tiger Campbell can have a big game as well. He hasn't had one in a little while yet, one where he kind of takes over. Let's see if he can kind of help jumpstart things this weekend.
I agree with you, Nick. I would also like to see UCLA dominate in the offensive rebounding department, a place where Bama has been able to succeed. For producer Tim Leonard, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Archel, Paul Engel, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley, wishing you a wonderful rest of your night. Go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.